Welcome to
So This Is Love.
My name's Aaron.
And my name's Leslie.
And this is episode 92.
Episode 92.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Before we get started today, we wanted to do something that we have been meaning to do for the
past two weeks. Episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was supposed to be on the last episode, actually, wasn't it?
I don't know the dates, but I just know we've been meaning to do it.
So, for my birthday, I sent Aaron a picture that I found on Instagram of a cake that I wanted.
Very randomly, but not randomly.
So, my favorite cake is carrot cake. And for the past couple of years, I've actually, not last year, but the years before that, I've had carrot cake something or the other for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And Aaron has made me a cake. He's made me cupcakes.
Like, we have a carrot cake recipe that we like a lot.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And so this year I was on Instagram the week of my birthday and a local place called Bocata Meriendas, they posted a picture of a carrot cake. It had candied carrot coins all along the top of it.
Yeah. And like gold dots or something.
And like little silver or gold edible pearls. Mm-hmm. And so I sent him a picture and I was like, I want this. Then what did you do?
I was at work. So when it was like lunchtime, I looked at my phone and I was like, oh, okay. So then I take a picture of it and I send it to Cherie. And then the picture has no information at all other than it's a cake. And so Cherie's like asking me, you know, perfectly reasonable questions like, where is this from? How can I get it? What is their phone number? And I know none of this information. So here I am texting Leslie and sending it to Cherie. So finally she hunts it down and she's like, okay, we're going to have the cake. And I'm like, awesome.
Yeah. So it was probably one of the best carrot cakes I've ever had. The inside was perfectly, like it wasn't too moist. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like dry cake. I mean, who likes dry cake, right? Nobody. But this cake had enough stuff in it, but it wasn't too much.
Yeah.
It wasn't way too moist. Because I've had super moist carrot cakes that it's like, you may as well be eating like bread pudding or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not very good. But this cake was like perfectly moist. The frosting was not super sweet. No. It was very whipped. It was a cream cheese frosting, but it was really light.
Yeah, you could almost... You almost thought it wasn't cream cheese at first.
Right.
Because it was so...
It looked almost meringue-y.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Mm-mm. And it was very light and it was the perfect amount of sweet. Yeah. And those little carrot coins, the little candied coins, oh, they were so good.
Had a nice little crunch.
We ate, like, everybody at my party had cake and there was still, like, a big chunk to bring home. I did not... Normally when we have... Things like that, like, we leave the cake wherever we go because I'm a diabetic and I don't like to eat a lot of sweets. We don't bring sweets home.
Yeah.
But we brought that cake home and we ate it for a couple of days.
Oh, man.
It was so good.
It was really, really good.
So,
I liked it a lot.
They're local. They're called Bocata Meriendas. We'll put a link to their Instagram on the show notes. But we just wanted to say thank you for making a beautiful, wonderful, delicious cake. Keep it up.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah. So, here we are. It's episode 92.
Yes, ma'am.
8 episodes away from 100.
Oh, my gosh.
And we still don't have a 10-year anniversary or 100th episode party planned.
Well, it's coming.
But it's coming, and apparently Aaron does better under pressure anyway.
He does.
So.
He really does. I don't know what it is about him.
But we're getting there, and I'm excited about it. But today we wanted to talk about back to school.
Yeah.
So, tomorrow...
Some places.
A lot of people are going back to school. I know some people started last week.
Yeah.
But a lot of people that we know are starting back to school this week. And we were having a conversation in the car about back to school. And it's really what spurred this topic for me because I told Aaron, I was like, this is what we're going to talk about on the podcast this week.
And why did you say that?
Because you and I had very different experiences regarding back to school.
We did.
And... It, like, now, as an adult, it's different for me, like, and I, so when we were, when I was little, we were poor. Like, okay. And when I mean, like, poor, I mean, like, we had a place to live and we had stuff, you know, but I didn't always get the things I wanted or the things that I desired. I only got what I needed and we only spent what was absolutely necessary. you know, I don't know if I've ever mentioned it, but there were times when we didn't have light, or when my sister and I lived off of like popcorn and ramen noodles, you know, and Chef Boyardee. Yeah. Like that was what, we didn't have anything else. Like it wasn't an option to eat those things. That was just what was in the cupboard, you know? And so we were having this discussion about like back to school shopping. And I asked Aaron about a store, and I don't know if any of you have ever heard of Mervyn's.
Yeah.
Okay. So I remember when Mervyn's came to our area, I was already in high school, I think. But my sister's the one who really got to shop there with my grandma and stuff, and my aunts. I didn't ever really shop there. But so Aaron made the comment of how Mervyn's was a place where the lower income people shopped. And I gasped at him because I was like, what?
And not in a snobby way. It was just, my parents didn't take us to Mervyn's. Like, Mervyn's wasn't an option.
Uh-huh. So my options, let me tell you about where my options were. My options were Kmart. Not even Walmart. We did Kmart. Secondhand stores. Mm-hmm. If it was something that we needed that was really, like, we needed an expensive dress or something, my grandma didn't usually buy that for us. My aunts would all pitch in together and get us something nice, you know? But for the most part, my grandma sewed all of my clothes. Like, we would go buy a pattern for, like, $3 and then go downtown and buy, like, the 4 yards of fabric that we needed. And so I always had very strange clothes in school. Like, I was grateful that my grandma could sew, but my clothes weren't necessarily in style, and I didn't have any name brand stuff. Uh-huh. I remember everybody else walking around in their Z Cavricis and their Jabot jeans. And their Reebok tennies. Wow. And their Ocean Pacific and Yaga t-shirts.
Yaga.
And I didn't get any of those things because we didn't have money for that stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And I was telling Aaron, like, that's not, like, when I lived in Portland, Texas, when I lived with my mom, we would get all our clothes at Wiener's. And
where?
Wiener's, I think is what it was called.
Okay.
I know that sounds weird, but that was the name of the store. And it was kind of like, oh, and Solo Serve. That was the other place. Do you remember Solo Serve?
No.
Here in town, the place that is... There used to be a Solo Serve. Now it's Fallas Paderes. And it's like worse than a Ross.
Wow.
And it was like, you know, it's just everything is kind of from an outlet store. And everything was really inexpensive, you know? So like, yeah. So Wiener's is equal to Fallas Paderes now. But it used to be a clothing retailer. Yeah, it was Wiener's.
Wow.
That is what it's called. So that was where we got most of our clothes. I remember in sixth grade babysitting my sister and getting paid to do it.
Uh-huh.
And saving up all my money so that I could buy a pair of Bermuda pants, Bermuda shorts, so I could match with my cousin. And I remember spending $50 and being like, oh my gosh, this is so much money, you know? And my being excited that I was getting to shop somewhere other than Kmart.
Wow.
Yeah. So my experience and Aaron's experience, Aaron's going to tell you all about his experience.
So, I mean, not to like try to outdo Leslie or anything, because that's impossible. I was telling her that I remember a time when we didn't have a lot of money either. Like, we were really small, my brother and I. I don't even know. Yeah. Like, my little brother was a baby, at least, or like a toddler. And we would have rice and beans for dinner for, you know, the whole week, just because that's what we had. Mm-hmm. And I'll have you know that Chef Boyardee was like, if we're able to get it. this is a special thing. Like, this isn't just like it's not even ramen. What is it? What's it called? Oh my gosh. What's that?
I don't know. You're just making
fideo. Fideo. It's like when my mom like wanted to not make fideo, then she got a Chef Boyardee. Like, that was a treat.
Well, our Chef Boyardee usually came from a food pantry, so.
See, you can't outdo her. But so I remember those times. But then my dad, I think he discovered overtime or something. And my parents were, my mom was a teacher. And so I feel like she really got into the whole, like, this is what all of, like, the school expects from the children or whatever. And there's also, I vividly remember my mom, she loves Gone with the Wind. Mm-hmm. Just, like, loves that movie. I've never seen it because my mom loved it so much that I was kind of, like, put off by it. And then I never had a chance as an adult.
Gotcha.
But there's this one scene where, I think her name is Scarlet. Is the main character Scarlet? Frankly, Scarlet, I don't need them. Yeah. It's near the end of the movie, so, you know, spoiler alert if you haven't watched it. She goes to...
But have you seen the movie?
No. I know the story, and I've like, seen parts of the movie, but okay. I've never sat down as an adult to watch it all. Like we do with Casablanca. Right. Like, completely different. She goes to the fields, and she pulls out this carrot, or I don't know what, from, like, the ground... And she, like, I don't know if she eats it or if it's just, like, symbolic, but she's like, never again will my children go hungry or not. I don't know if it's never again or never will. Like, she, the whole psyche in my mind is she went without and she's promising that her kids won't.
Oh, okay.
And my mom took this very seriously. She was like, no, my children will not, you know, not have, Tommy Hilfiger pants, Tommy Hilfiger jeans for the first day of school. They will not have, where are those? KB shoes.
Oh, yeah.
Or BK. British Knights. Yeah. Like, my children will have these things that I didn't have. So, I remember we went to Bell's a couple times at first, but then it was... I mean, I can't even tell you the time in between. It was just all of a sudden, it was JCPenney's, it was Dillard's, we went to Trappings in McAllen.
I think it's just called Trappings.
I don't know what it's called.
But how can you not say it three times? That's the commercial. Trappings.
That's the commercial, you know. That's where we went for back to school, and it was like a whole day thing. It was like we're getting everybody in the car. We're gonna have lunch out. We're gonna have like McDonald's or something, and we're gonna start in the morning.
Did you look forward to that?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun because it was like all of us, and like you needed to try clothes on, and what if it didn't fit, and you also needed shoes, and like this outfit like was all together, and you could match it with this, and you had like three or four different outfits like individually, and then you can mix and match the stuff.
Yeah.
So I remember being like, I got like one or two pairs of shoes and like three or four pairs of jeans, and I don't know how many shirts. And it wasn't ever like, oh, this, you know, this is what this costs. It's like, do you like it? Does it fit? It was, and like, is it in style or whatever? And so like, that's what I think of when I think of back to school shopping with my family. It was an event,
right,
that you got ready for. It wasn't something that you were dreading because you weren't going to be able to get something.
Yeah, for us, it was dreadful. It was dreadful because we had to go, like, mom only had so much money. Like, mom would say, okay, you have $100. I have $100 for each of you to buy stuff to wear. Yeah. $100 doesn't buy much now.
No.
I remember we would get the cheap shoes from Walmart. They were like tennis shoes. They were like the fake kids, you know? And, you know, those were like 10 bucks. So we would get like a pair of those.
Yeah.
And then we would buy the Hanes socks and underwear. So we would get like one package each. And that was like another 12 bucks total because it was like 6 bucks for each package. And then we would get like one or two pair of jeans. Mm-hmm. And then we would get mostly tops because you could get t-shirts for like $5 or whatever. And we would get to pick like one nice shirt. Mm-hmm. And then luckily my grandmother would sew for us.
Yeah.
So she would send us something, or she would come visit and they would take us to get a couple of things or whatever. So we did have that. Like, my grandma would, but it was still never more than like Kmart.
Yeah. We got those shoes at first. Like, I've had, you know, the Walmart shoes, the Target shoes or whatever. My mom did Penney's a lot. It's not JCPenney's, but it's like, it's Penney's, right?
Yeah, JCPenney's.
No. There's Penney's and there's a shoe store, Penney's.
Yeah.
It's still.
You mean Penny Loafers?
No. I did have some Penny Loafers and I love them. I love putting shiny pennies inside.
Penny Loafers. Oh my gosh.
I had Penny Loafers and I was really excited about them when I was a kid. I wear them to church. Those were my church shoes.
See, you had church shoes.
I didn't have church shoes. No. What's that? That it's shoe store.
Baker's?
No.
Tom McCann?
No. Isn't it called Penny's?
No. There's JCPenney's.
Where did I buy my shoes? Those black shoes.
Which black
from shoes? From the mall. The one that are like denim. Denim black.
Payless.
Excuse me. That's what I'm... Payless. She loved Payless because they always did deals and stuff. Excuse me. So that's where we would get our shoes for the most part. I do remember... like, there were limits. It wasn't like, you know, just spend all the money you want. It was, you know, this is what we can afford. I remember when my brother got his first pair of Nikes, it was like a big deal for him because it was like, oh my gosh, Nikes are so cool. And, we never had them. I remember when one of us, it was probably my brother, got his first pair of Doc Martens. Because those were also really in.
Yeah, they're like $100.
Yeah.
They're more.
Yeah.
$129.
And then he had his first pair of Doc Martens, and then he got a pair of Doc Martens sandals.
Oh, wow. They made sandals?
They made sandals, yeah. And I remember stuff like that where it was, I guess you would call it like extravagant, but that didn't happen all the time because.
Luxury.
Yeah, it was a luxury item, and I remember getting stuff like that. But it was always an event going back to school shopping, because my mom, like I said, my mom was a teacher, so she was getting ready and she would take us to the classroom and we would do a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then we would go shopping for the clothes that we needed. And did they do tax-free weekend back then, or did that start later?
I don't know. I don't remember. My mom would put most of our stuff on layaway anyway.
Yeah.
Cause like Kmart had layaways. Kmart. So she would like pick out a bunch of stuff and like lay it away and then pay for it over the course of the summer.
Yeah.
So I remember doing it that way too.
No.
And my grandma did that with us too when we lived with my grandma. Like, she kind of put stuff in layaway for us. But the thing about putting stuff in layaway is like, if your kid grows, like, then you have to switch it all out. It was a big pain.
Yeah. That's what we would do for back to school. And it was...
I don't even know if there's layaway anymore.
Yeah. Well, they used to. Huh. I know it was still a thing, but I mean, Kmart's not around anymore.
Yeah.
At
least not here.
Yeah. I don't know if you can at Walmart or anything like that. So when I went off to college, I had a bank account. I don't even know if I had a bank account. But I had something. I had some way of, like, getting money from my parents or, you know. But they took me to... There was a JCPenney in the town where I lived, where the college was. They took me to JCPenney, and my mom got me a credit card there. And she's like, use this to buy clothes. And it was like, you know, so I bought clothes.
Right.
And it was, like, that's just what it was. It wasn't like a...
Did you use coupons?
No. Yeah, I don't. I say no, but maybe my mom did. I don't remember.
What I mean, like, once you had that credit card.
Oh no! I went and I got warm clothes because it was cold. I didn't, and plus I didn't have a lot of cold weather clothes because Brownsville,
right?
You know, the valley,
right? Because when you went off to college, you went to Indiana.
Yeah, it was like a thousand totally miles
different
away.
Climate.
Yeah, and it was awesome. But I didn't have, like, I had a sweater, and this sweater is not going to get you through the winter. Like, you need layers, you need a whole bunch of stuff. And I did end up using the credit card, the JCPenney card, to, like, my buddy be like, hey, do you need some clothes? Do you want to get some clothes? Because I need some cash. And you can just give me the cash and I'll charge the clothes to my card. And they're like, okay. And so that's how I made some money.
Oh, it's terrible.
What? I was 18.
Yeah.
1,000 miles away from home. Like, you gotta live.
You gotta do what you gotta do. Anyway, all that to say, like, I guess, like, so these issues have affected us as married people.
Yeah. Like, for instance, we went to Luby's.
Yeah.
This week. We went to Luby's, and this was another conversation that we had where when my family went to Luby's, I have two brothers, so it's the three boys and my parents. Mm-hmm. And that was also an event because we spent over an hour there.
Yeah.
Like, it was like 2.5.
At Luby's?
At Luby's.
Because I can't imagine that tab was much less than $100.
We would get the Luan platter. Uh-huh. So it was half of an entree.
Oh, okay.
You get two sides. You got a roll. And each kid had their own dessert.
Oh, so you're looking at like a $50 check, $60. Yeah. At that time.
At that time. And that's just what you did. Like, whenever we went to Luby's, it was, okay, get what you want. You know, the fried fish. My little brother always wanted steak. And my older brother always wanted chicken fried steak. Uh-huh. And I normally got the fish, the fried fish, or maybe the chicken fried steak. I don't know. And then the mashed potatoes or the corn or the macaroni, like that, you know, and then you got a roll and then you got to pick whatever dessert you wanted. And everybody had their own dessert.
It was also less expensive then, though.
Sure.
Because just for us alone, yeah, when we go to Luby's, it's $40.
And so when we went to Luby's, like, that's just how I grew up. Like, right. that's just what we did.
Right.
And then we would like take our time eating, and then maybe one of us would need to use the restroom, and we were there a long time. Uh-huh. And we would spread out on the table and just like enjoy the meal out. Uh-huh. So when we go now as an adult, as a married couple, when we go to Luby's, that's what I want to do. I want my own dessert. I want my own food and like a water or a drink or whatever. And we walked in and you were like, now, Aaron, this is not what we're going to do. And I was like, what are you talking about? This is Luby's. This is what you come to Luby's for.
Yeah.
You get your own dessert.
$50 later.
Well, you know, and then I did. I was like, I won't get a roll. I'll get a dessert instead.
Yeah, I would have rather you had the roll.
But, I shared my dessert with everybody. You know, it was good. It was a, I don't know
Oreo
why.
Oreo cookie.
Yeah, I don't, Oreo cheesecake.
Yeah, Oreo cookie cheesecake.
I don't know what about it just, like, called out to me. But when I saw it, I was like, oh, I have to get that.
Was that it cost $5? That's what called out to you.
It was delicious.
Yeah, it was good. It was very creamy.
Yeah.
It was very creamy.
It was delicious.
Yeah, you're well, welcome. Like, I normally, when I started eating at Luby's as an adult, like, where I was paying for it myself, okay. Like, we used to go with my grandma, and it was, like, once a month, she would take us, like, and it would be a Saturday, and we would go with my aunt, who would help pay for it.
Okay.
And so, like, I would always get the fried fish and mashed potatoes and either broccoli or corn,
mm-hmm,
and a roll and a dessert. But of course, I wasn't paying for it at that point, not knowing how much things cost.
Yeah.
You know, but now as an adult, like, I realize, like, it costs extra to get a salad, and then you get your plate, and then you get a roll, which, depending on what platter you end up with, does may or may not come with your plate. And then if you want dessert, it costs extra. And if you want a soda, it costs extra. And by the time you know it, just me alone, I'm spending almost $20. So when I learned that as an adult, I was like, I don't ever want to eat here. We did figure out a cheap way to eat there, which was going for the salad. We would go, what did we get?
We would get the fruit.
We got the fruit.
We got a salad.
It was always like, we spent like 10 bucks.
We split, instead of a Luan, like, we got the whole thing and then we just halved it.
No. Remember when we were doing the Daniel Fest? Mm-hmm. We would get a potato. Oh, we get a baked potato and a salad each. And it would come out to like $10.
And a fruit.
And we would drink water. Yeah. And that was like, that was pretty inexpensive. Yeah. That was a pretty inexpensive date.
And they're like, their pineapple for some reason is delicious.
Yeah.
Like it's huge chunks and it's nice and chilled.
Yeah. So like this has just come up a lot in the week. And I was like, we need to talk about how this has affected our marriage. Because it's not, I mean, it affects people's relationships, I think.
Yeah.
Not realizing where you've come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you and I, like, we don't do without. Like God always provides what we need. Yeah. And sometimes even above what we need. But it does, like, sometimes you look at me and you laugh. And sometimes, like, you're like, I know you don't say it, but I know you think in your head, like, Leslie has a coupon for this. Like, no. I have a coupon for everything.
Coupons are awesome. I love coupons.
I have a coupon. I have an app for that. Like, I have something to get something free all the time. And because, like, I grew up having to be frugal.
Yeah.
You know? And so, plus, I'm the one who looks at the bank account right now, and I'm like, there's not enough money in there to do all those things. I'm sorry. And, you know, and we took FPU, Dave Ramsey's FPU together, and you are obviously the free-spirited spender.
Sure.
Because you don't really think about it. You're just like, that's what I want. That's what I'm going to get.
And it isn't so much the, like, that's what I want. It's, because, I mean, it's not like I don't want it. I do. But for me, it's like when it comes to like movies or something like that, or, you know, getting the dessert or whatever, it's like I worked really hard to pay for this dessert and I'm going to enjoy it.
Except for that our mortgage is more important than dessert.
If you want to enjoy it with me, then we can, or you can have your own. Right. Because you worked really hard to enjoy a dessert of your own.
Yes,
so, except but for, the mortgage is always, like, we've never not paid our mortgage.
Well, I know, but in my mind, a dessert could make us or break us.
I mean, it depends on how many desserts you're talking about.
No, it's because, look,
of the desserts.
But wait, let me tell you, like, how my brain works.
Okay.
So, we do a dessert, right? And that's on the first time that we go out to eat after we get paid. And then we go out to eat again. And you get another dessert. And we go out to eat again. We get another dessert. By the end of the weekend, we've spent almost $150 going out to eat.
Uh-huh.
We have bought no groceries.
Uh-huh.
Had three desserts. And the mortgage is due.
Uh-huh.
So now, I get to the money that we have left. And we have exactly $100 less to the mortgage. So now I have to pay the mortgage late. We haven't had to do this. But then, this is all in my mind, like how I move forward. So now I have to pay the mortgage, but I'm missing $100. So now I have to wait till the next paycheck gets here, which means now we have to pay an extra $100-something of late fees. So now I'm $200 and change less of the mortgage. So then we get paid and I pay the mortgage. I pay it late, but I pay the mortgage. And that takes $200 off of the other bills. So then it just be, in my mind, I'm like, now we're just falling back. I'm falling back. I'm falling back. And that's where my brain is because I've struggled with money my entire life.
But that hasn't happened.
Yeah. It hasn't happened because I say, no, we're not going to buy that.
Oh my gosh. And I get extravagant spending. Like, no. And I know we're not going to have dessert every meal. Like, with every meal. Like, you don't have dessert for breakfast. I mean, come on. but, like, even when we went to Luby's, I got a dessert there. You didn't. But then we went into the mall, and you got yourself a little thing. And, yeah, it was free.
I had a free birthday pretzel. Didn't pay a penny for it.
But, like, you got your dessert. Like, it was, like, just the way things worked out. Not because you needed to pay for it or not. It's just, like, that's what we're able to do. That, you know, you and I both, we work two full-time jobs. We have a full-time job next to that full-time job. And then we have, like, the stuff that we do. Like, it's like having another full-time job.
Unpaid.
Yeah, unpaid. Yeah, we're not getting paid to do it. But, like, we have all these things that we need to do that we've signed up for. And then, you know, like, we're taking care of mom. We got our marriage. We do a lot. And so, like, a dessert at Luby's, to me, is not a big deal. It just, you know? like no, in all
I
mean, of
I
that.
Get, I get what you're saying. Our bills are going to get paid. Like when I look at those moments, I think like no big deal. Like we worked hard for the dessert, you know. Yeah. Or when I need a new dress and I obviously don't have money, I'm like, do I get a new dress? Do I wear what I have? And you always tell me get a new dress, and I use all my coupons, but. I'm always like, I don't really know if I need a new dress that bad. I know, and that's just the difference in us. You're like, just spend the money. And I'm like, I don't know if I really need it. I think I can wear something that's in my closet. And that's not a terrible thing.
No.
But it's the difference between you and I. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying, like, that's kind of what I'm trying to cover here is like, in your relationships, it is important that you be able to look at these things because you can't, it's hard to understand each other when you can't look at the way you've grown up.
Yeah.
This could cause a lot of stress in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not being able to understand where somebody comes from.
Yeah.
You know, like, obviously you're not there anymore, but it still affects who you have become.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying to find a balance in that, trying to find how you can meet each other's needs and like still be able to function.
Yeah.
And being able to find the means to live together in a different sort of lifestyle. Because obviously you're not going to live in the lifestyle that you lived in when you were little.
Yeah.
And prayerfully, I'm not going to be living in the lifestyle that I was living in when I was little. You know, we're going to like figure it out. But I think it's something that's a common thing. And and honestly, I think it's why a lot of young people get into a lot of debt because they can't find that balance.
Yeah.
Somebody, one of you has grown up maybe a little with a little bit more money in your life. So you're used to a certain lifestyle. Maybe she is the exact same way. And so you guys are trying to find a happy medium in that. Sometimes you can't and you don't need to be in debt. And so find some coupons and don't get a credit card and learn to live in your means, you know? Or one of you, it's like us, you know, like one of you grew up with a little bit more money and the other one didn't. And then it's an argument of like, you don't need that, but I can have it because I worked for it, but you don't need it. You know, like there's always, I feel like this is something that can put a strain on relationships.
Yeah.
And maybe not. Maybe I'm just a control freak. Like, I don't know. Y'all tell me.
Well, for me, when it comes to that conversation or that situation, I'm all about it. Like, I totally agree. Except for in, like, when it comes, like, it's a dessert. Like, that's not the conversation that you can have.
I know, but it's the conversation that we had this week, and that's why it's come
up. And that's why I was like, that's not a thing, Leslie. We're not going to worry about that. But I'm not going to go buy a 60-inch 4K TV. Like... You would divorce me.
No, I wouldn't divorce
you. Well,
I
mean, you...
I would make you return the TV.
Or you would, you know, destroy it with a bat. One of the two. And, like, that's... They're, for me, they're obvious, like, this is being extravagant. And, like, I don't want to ruin our family. On the other hand, this is dessert. Like, those are my two mindsets of it. But also when it comes to, like... You wanting a new dress or a new shirt for this is coming up, like it's going to be your birthday or like it's holiday and you want like a Christmas dress. My family, like when it came to the way my family grew up, my dad, more so than anybody, was like, it's not that he wanted to say no, he wanted to say yes or he didn't want to say no, but he was going to figure it out.
Right.
You know, like he was like, okay, look, we can't do this now, but we can do this then, or, yeah, go ahead and take care of it. And then he would go and, like, work overtime.
Right.
Because he was a firefighter and they had that option.
I was like, yeah, but you don't have that option.
I don't have that option. No, but when it comes down to, like, our budget and figuring stuff out in that, I'm always, like, my mindset is... Let me see if I can figure this out. Like, let me see if I can make it work. And when it came down to stuff like that, you know, you getting a dress, I was like, oh, yeah, that's an easy thing for me to figure out. Like, we'll just make this work and it'll be okay. And sometimes there have been times where I've been like, no, we just can't afford it right now.
Mm-hmm.
Or, and you said the same thing. But I still have that mindset of, well, let's see if we can, if we can't do this for you. Mm-hmm. Like, let's see. If we can, you know, like that's just where it all comes from because my dad was like that. And like I said, we didn't have everything we wanted. Yeah, we were spoiled. Yeah, we had more than maybe we should have gotten, But we, like, we didn't have, like, just, you know, everything. My parents were not rich. Like, mm-hmm. they still, you know, were
limited. Well, they were hard workers, too. They worked really hard.
Yeah. And so I got kind of that on one side. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to be in debt like that. Like ever in, you know, in any person's situation. And then the other side, it was like, well, if you can figure it out, then it's going to be okay.
Even when you tell me that, though, like, I freak out. Like,
why?
We've done that before. Like, I remember earlier and I made you like, just buy it. Like, I'll figure it out. And I'm like, where's that money going to come from? Like, I don't even understand.
I will make the money come from somewhere.
And I was like, are you going to find a tree? Like, I don't understand.
No. Like, no, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. So anyway, it was definitely something I wanted to talk about back to school because it just brings up all those money things, you know? Yeah. So. And here we are at the end of episode 92.
That's right.
Thank you so much for coming back and listening to us and, just for coming back. I was looking at our stats the other day and I was looking at like episode one has like almost 2,000 listens.
Yeah.
And I was like, that is crazy. So we're so grateful for you. Thank you so much for coming back. You can find us on Facebook at So This Is Love Podcast. You can find us on Instagram at So This Is Love Podcast. And you can also find us on Twitter at So This Is Love 10. Also, I love emails. And if you have anything to say about anything we talked about today, we'd love to hear from you. And you can send us an email to sothisislove@yahoo.com.
Again, we want to thank you, everybody, for coming back, for listening to us, for enjoying the show. We hope that you did enjoy it. We find it entertaining. You know, we listen back and we laugh, and that may be just because we like to hear ourselves talk. but we also think it's pretty funny. And we like talking about like the differences in the way that we grew up, in the way that we live now, and then always like, you know, in our relationships, how love plays out in everything that we do. Mm-hmm. So we hope you all have a great week, and we'll be back next week.
Bye.
Bye.